Zimbabwe is going through a situation of drought, which was created by El Nino, which started basically, the drought started basically in December last year. The situation has created a lot of challenges for the population throughout the country in Zimbabwe, with a harvest that was largely lost. We estimate that more than 60% of the crops were lost, and the population has challenges in accessing food and accessing water. Children are among the most affected. We are, as UNICEF, very concerned about the increasing levels of malnutrition. We are also worried about the risk of increased numbers of diarrheal diseases. And the situation of drought has been exacerbated by the health emergencies that the country has been going through, with cholera, which was declared back in February 2023, and with also a polio crisis. So this all together puts families in Zimbabwe, and particularly the children, at high risk of diseases and of malnutrition.
So Ibs, you have been quoted as saying harvest has not been what it should be in Zimbabwe. And most people, you say, are living in a pretty dire situation with lack of access to water and food. Where in Zimbabwe is the situation most dire? And what is your organization, UNICEF, doing in particular to combat malnutrition in the affected localities?
The situation of drought and the impact of drought in Zimbabwe is impacting particularly in the districts in the rural provinces. We're speaking about Matabeleland South and North, Mashona Land East, West and Central, Manicaland and Mashingo. There we will find a high level of high numbers of communities that are suffering from the lack of access to food and water. As children are the most affected by the challenges, we as UNICEF, together with the government of Zimbabwe and the partners, we have put in place multiple programs to increase the resilience of the population and to help children to continue to receive a diversified and nutritious alimentation food, so that malnutrition can be avoided.
In May, President Emmerson Mnangagwa declared the state of disaster, saying Zimbabwe needed at least $2 billion to respond to the drought. And in early June, the UN launched a $429 million drought appeal for Zimbabwe. So, Eves, what has the response been so far regarding the appeals?
UNICEF has launched a couple of weeks ago, on the 30th of May, appeal for El Nino for an amount of $84.9 million to scale up our programs in health, in nutrition, in water sanitation and hygiene, but also in the areas of education and child protection. Unfortunately, until now, we haven't received any contribution from the donor community. So the programs that we are rolling out today, we are funding them with our internal resources, as well as resources that we have received from the SURF funding from the United Nations.